Different ideologies.
And different perspectives.
Share your views on the Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Welcome back to the Sunny Side, your number one station for Talk 90.3 Nigeria in 4FM. We're talking achieving orderliness at public gatherings. They say that adults are usually more difficult to control than children. You can tell the child, sit here, and the child will sit. But I've seen children that don't, they know they hear word. I've seen children that are pretty stubborn. But then again, you know, you can control this child. You can literally cane the child, beat the child, and, you know, force the child to maintain composure and decorum, sort of. Now, while we may find that statement degrading, saying that it's easier to control adults than children, we can't deny the stories of people who have lost their lives or sustained injuries as a result of lack of orderliness. So, I told you I was going to share something about Asake's concert. He expressed his condolence to the family of Rebecca Ekumelo, a concert goer who died after a crowd crush at the singer's event in London. The concert which held at O2 Academy, Brixton, and Thursday was cancelled midway after fans, many of whom did not have tickets, attempted to gain access into the venue by breaching the doors. Four people were critically injured and four others were also hospitalised. The police and other emergency service providers were called to the O2 Academy in Brixton at 9:35 p.m. following reports that a large number of people were attempting to force entry to the venue. Now, on Saturday, Asake himself shared the tragic news on his Twitter account, expressing his condolences to the deceased family and asking for prayers for them. He is devastated. He heard the news that the lady was in critical condition since Thursday and that she had passed away. She was 33 years old, and I heard she had two children. Now, it wasn't meant to turn out this way, right? He was supposed to just have a concert. People hold concerts. People have concerts every now and then. Wizkid concert, Davido's concert, this charity concert, that charity concert, this Christmas charity event, this, what's this, pageantries, comedy events, you name it, Bole Festival like we had in August. All of these are public gatherings that will definitely bring together a large number of persons. Why does it sometimes go sore and we have people sustaining injuries and even losing their lives? Crusades, too, are part of it. Yes, I'd like to add crusades to the mix. Now, let us go back to the month of May when scores of persons were, I find it heavy, but fed dead because the particular church in this town were having some sort of charity event where they were giving food items and items for free. And it was not the first time they were doing it. That was the fourth year of having that kind of outreach where they were inviting members of the public to come and receive gift items and free food. Now, the story had it that people came in as at Friday evening, and as at 6:30 a.m. Saturday morning, people were coming in for an event that was meant to start by 9 a.m. Now, problem began when people started forcing their way into the venue so that they could get, you know, good positions. And that led to a stampede and led to the loss of lives. So, usually we would say the event planners should have made adequate arrangements for crowd control. The event planners should have people we call bouncers, security personnel on standby for situations where the crowd as it may seem, have refused to hear word. So maybe when you see the size of the person telling you, don't go there, stay on a queue, do like this, do like that, you are forced to respect yourself. However, even with all of these provisions made, stay on a single file, no. Do like this, no. Where is that noise coming from? The back, the action. Why? And they are struggling to enter. Hey, what is it? Oh, they cannot see the artist. Oh, this one happens. Oh, that one happens. And this is the season. Trust me, this is the season. It's a season of concerts, events, giveaways, donations. And these activities are known to attract people. Good intentions then turn sore when instructions are not followed. So these instructions, like I said, were meant to maintain orderliness. Hence, I'm asking a question on the Sunny Side this afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, what factors are indeed responsible for inability to achieve orderliness at public gatherings, even with all set in place to ensure crowd control, security, logistics, registrations, and all of that? Why does it sometimes seem difficult? And it's not a Nigerian thing. This happened in London. Okay, the one that happened in River State happened, the one that happened in London happened. Sometimes you hear that the crowd, they get angry, they start scattering chairs, breaking chairs, destroying things, as it happened some months ago when a particular artist didn't show up at an event he was meant to show up at. I think that was Kiss Daniel. 070-0923-0923. And then WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-030-6416. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. We're live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH in Twitter. And then Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Remember, I told you that your first person you get in contact with, it will be our call screener. But when that happens, don't be scared. Go ahead and speak to the person, and in no distant time, you would be able to get through to me here in the studio. Once again, 070-0923-0923. And then WhatsApp number 0809-030-6416. Hello. Nigerian Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. I can barely hear you. Could you please speak up?
Okay, good afternoon. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, my name is Wisdom.
Wisdom, welcome. Go ahead.
Oyibo.
Yeah. Welcome,
so
Wisdom.
You were saying something about gatherings.
Public gatherings, yes.
And your gatherings, you know, concerning the issues of death and stampede because of the gatherings.
Mm.
But quickly, you said something about crusade. And if you say crusade, are you also mentioning Christian gatherings? Because I think you barely hear news about Christian gatherings and you hear the number of people getting injured.
Mm.
And it doesn't happen, or it's always happen on music concerts of artists and the rest of them.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, what's up? Why is it difficult to maintain orderliness at public gatherings?
Yes, it is difficult because the motive of the people of people going for music concerts and the motive of people going for church concerts, church gatherings are different. That is why it's difficult. If you're going to a gospel gathering, a Christian gathering, you're going for a purpose, which is to hear the word of God and other stuff.
Mm.
And you're going for a music concert, you're just going there to jump and, you know, do other stuff. So definitely there will be inability for crowd to be controlled.
Mm.
That is my take.
Okay, so now, I said we're going to go down memory lane to what happened in the month of May. What exactly happened at Polo Club was not a crusade, but it was organized by a Christian organization. It was a giveaway, more like a charity event. So the people knew that they were going to come and collect free stuff, even though I don't know if the word of God was going to be preached at some point.
You're correct. Like I said, depending on the motive of people going to those gatherings, now their motive is to do what? To get items for free.
Okay.
So definitely, we are humans. We're getting something for free. So we try our best to get those things for free. There are gatherings, there are Christian gatherings where they share food items and you see orderliness there. Yeah. So this is a different thing. This is a place where people go to get exactly food items, maybe food items or gifts or any other thing. This is different from a Christian gathering.
Okay,
this
then.
Is a way.
Yes. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. The question remains, what factors are responsible for the inability to achieve orderliness at public gatherings? I don't know. Is this Ikechi? Okay, let's see where Ikechi is coming from. Good afternoon, Ikechi from Meneka. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Mr. Ikechi from Meneka.
Welcome.
The reason why we have these issues in public gatherings, you mentioned the crusade that occurred in a particular church, right?
No, not a crusade. It was a charity event.
Okay, yes, a charity event to share free pastries.
Go ahead.
I don't know if you've heard of a popular event that a Christian event that happens at the, it's called the, let me not name the church, but it's tagged Shiloh anyway.
Yeah, I know Shiloh.
Yes, when Shiloh occurs, we have this crowd control unit that effectively does their job in ensuring that people are orderly when coming for such events. And yet, you don't even have reckless moving about. I think this thing more has to do with how the people are managed by the crowd control unit and how the individuals themselves come. For an event, a music concert, you go there to jump and dance and celebrate the artist. But for a Christian event, you go there to hear the word of God. Depending on how anointed and close to God the preacher is. But the case here is, how do we prevent such things? The people themselves need to stop having that behavior of rowdiness and craziness. And then we ensure we have a strong crowd control unit at public gatherings, not only in Nigeria, but around the world. There was a restaurant that closed in the U.S. because they stopped selling a favorite snack and people went ballistic. It was horrible. Imagine if the police had come earlier to that particular event. It would have been curtailed. There wouldn't have been destruction of property and injuries that happened to people. So it's more about the conduct of people and the amount of men deployed to control the people who are attending this event.
Like I said,
in Nigeria, there's how we handle things sometimes that is really somehow. There are these major ministries, like the one I mentioned in Shiloh, they handle their own well. People come there to eat sometimes, even another thing that happens. And here, nobody goes crazy. The same ministry also one time shared these things different people, and nobody went ballistic at this because it was orderly.
So it takes us back to the crowd management, and I'm saying that some of these persons or some of these organizations or some of these organizers of these events actually putting measures. See, I was at a wedding yesterday, a wedding reception, and it was pretty simple. Now, the hall was full. And all they needed to do, no, the hall wasn't full, the chairs were finished. And all they needed to do was go to where they stored the remaining chairs and pick a seat or pick seats and come and arrange for all the people that just arrived to sit. I put it to you that just wait. Let us go. There was a protocol team. You literally could see their tags. Protocol. So if you the protocol team is, if you need something, please, I need a seat. Okay. Where is the restroom? Okay, come here. Where is this one? Okay, come here. This table never chop. Okay, we'll do something about it. They were there for a reason. Now, just stay one side. Stay put. Let us go and get more seats for you people and arrange them. Problem. Problem. Shouting. So the reception was happening. The couple were dancing, but behind, noise, chaos, everything was... And you were like, but there's a protocol team that is meant to handle it. So some organizers have put in some of these measures in place to ensure that there's no rowdiness, everything moves on smoothly. But why? Okay, there was the catering stand, and the protocol person was supposed to move with bridesmaids, as it were. The people that wore the ashwebi, to go to each table and drop plates. And it was working for a while, though. One protocol person will carry the girls, they will go, they will serve this plate when they were table. When they were done with that table, they go back, get more. And before you knew it, people started gathering the, what's it called? Catering stand. We never chop, oh. Uh-huh. We never see food, oh. And this is me saying, this thing was working. I mean, when it was working, tables had been served, people were getting food. All you needed to do was be patient. There's only a limit to how many plates each of these girls can carry at a particular time. So you just needed to wait till it gets to your turn or something. Why did you not have to go and gather the caterer and start yelling and shouting and saying, you know, these things have been put in place now. It's not like measures have not been put in place, but what then is the problem?
That is why I'm saying that it all boils down to the people. Mm. If the people are orderly, if the people can be patient, which is why we talk about somebody being reasonable, having a certain conduct when I attend events. Like me, when I attend events, I am not too hasty to get food because I'm a regulated person. That's how I live. My life is lived with conduct. It doesn't even have to do because I'm a child of God, but it has to do because I'm a person who is disciplined. People need to be disciplined. People need to be reasonable. They will not keep killing people at public events.
Okay.
That's all I'm trying to say.
All right, thank you. Joy from Chuba, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah, so, weighing in on this matter, it's quite difficult to control... You know, especially dealing with adults, like you rightly stated before. But you know, most times because they are with adults, and everybody feels like you can't control me, you can't tell me what to do, and things like that. So people try to behave on their own, feeling like they can do what they want without being controlled. However, there are some measures that can be put in place as well. There's no, like you rightly said with the last caller, even when protocols have been put in place, sometimes it just doesn't go according to plan. But you can reduce these things. I think, first of all, before an event, when you plan an event, you need to know the kind of audience that you're inviting.
The kind of audience you're inviting, okay. You said you need to know the kind of audience you're inviting.
Yes, you need to know the audience, the people that are coming.
Okay.
And it depends on the kind of event. I think the first caller stated, you know, most times you don't see things like this happening when it comes to church events.
I wanted to respond to that caller, but I held on for a reason. You have not seen some people that are looking for miracle. You have not seen some people that are desperate for a miracle. Even when Jesus was on earth, remember that woman that pushed through the crowd to touch him?
Absolutely.
Many people were touching him. He did not notice who touched him. Until that woman said, "Who touched me? Somebody has touched me in this place." You see the crowd following him now, and she had to press and press until she was able to touch the hem of it. So even in some crusades, there are people that go all out and they say, "Today is the day I must collect my miracle." Crowd cannot stop those kind of people, though.
That is true. Yeah, that is true. You're very true. You're very correct, Father. But you know, when we look at events of crowd mismanagement and things like this, it's very rare when you see something like this happening in church events or even academic events. You know, because the kind of audience that you're inviting there, what the event entails doesn't need much action like that, especially when it comes to academic events. You just sit down, you are listening, and then when you are done listening, you go back home and something like that. It's not when you now need action, you need to come and queue for something, you need to dance, you need to jump here. That is when you see things like this happening. So when you are setting up an event, you need to know what kind of event it is and the crowd, the kind of people that will be coming for that event. So when you know that the event will need much action, then you know that you need more precautions to put in place there in that kind of situation. And I think when you are able to know the kind of audience that is coming, the venue, the location you pick is also very important.
The location, okay.
Because, yes, the venue is also very important because when you are expecting a large crowd, you don't want to take an event, a venue where you have only maybe one entrance or two entrances, one and two.
Okay.
It's going to be difficult to control crowd there.
Okay.
If you know that your crowd is going to be much, make sure that you have plan on how people are going to move around in the venue. So that if your crowd is going to be much, make sure there are enough exits so that people want to go out, they don't have to crowd a particular door, they don't have to crowd a particular place, and things like that. So the venue you select, depending on the kind of event that you are doing, is also very important as well. Because you need to control how the crowd moves, because they will definitely move. You can't tell them to sit down throughout the whole duration. They will definitely move.
Okay.
So you need to know all of these things. And then, other way now, the more hands should be on there, you know, emergency, security. And one thing I know, I believe in life is, there are two sides to everything. No matter how well you plan, there might be problems. What I do most times is, because I've also worked with an event company as well, that's what I'm saying all of this.
Okay.
You need to plan, okay, if there's going to be a problem, you need to envisage a problem that might occur. If you don't put that in your call, but you need to say, okay, what if something like this happens? What do I do? So all of these are pre-planned, so that when this thing happens, you know, okay, I already have a plan. So also plan for, you also need to plan for issues like that. Okay, what if something like this happens? What do I do? And things like that. And like many event companies also do as well, I mean, many, concerts, you get your ticket before you come to the thing. So you streamline check-in so that it's not when people not get there and not begin to, want to register, they want to do, you don't do that at the event center. It's going to cause a lot of rowdiness. And things like that. Like also you mentioned with the last caller as well about the wedding you attended, about food or whatever. You know, these are kind of places that people want to go. These sensitive areas, it's best to barricade them so that people,
okay,
people that do not have that are not authorized cannot access
those places.
So all these sensitive places, you barricade them and things like that. I think when you do so, a few of these things, crowd management will be better. Irrespective of all of these, there are still some people that will still be stubborn. We can't completely
cancel it out. Hear what people.
But at least when you do all of this, it will be reduced to the barest minimum.
All right, then. Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's hear from Gody. Hi, Gody. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Yeah. The thing I wanted to say is that it all boils down to location and the people.
Location and the people, okay?
Yes. If you watch the president had his son's wedding, they a limited number of people. And the location was also created for a limited number of people.
Okay.
So, if you are going to invite a large crowd, the bride and the groom, along with the other planner, should make sure the place is large enough. Then, put the protocol and the security team on ground, coupled with a very sensible set of people planning it. There needs to be enough food. And then the people need to be patient, coordinated. I know that when you're an adult, some of them feel you can't tell me what to do, but someone has to tell you what to do. And what happens to those things is the kind of location they take people to sometimes is somehow. And to me, I see they plan it well. Or, oh, we didn't expect this amount of crowd. Then why did you invite that number of people? So it all boils down to location, planning, and the people.
Location, planning, and the people. Thank you so much, Gadi. Pauline is from Eche. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead, please.
All right. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Go ahead.
So I want to react on the issue on ground.
Go ahead.
Just like you said, human beings are difficult actually to manage. But there are things that we can put in place to make some of the best efforts. The point where people always become aggressive, especially when it has to do with distributing the gifts, like in the area of the reception.
Mm.
Of course, you know that when once it is time to distribute food, people become a little bit uncomfortable or impatient. First of all, I would suggest that aside from putting the protocol and the usher, people should be clearly instructed, giving instructions. If it is to serve yourself, you get the people to organize themselves. You know, the MC, so to say, should be up to his game at that point by directing the people, give them the right information. If it is coming from a section, maybe you have to direct them to come in a role. You just be very observant and all of that, while the protocol are also doing their work. Because I realize that even when you say food is going on, you notice that even the protocol, at some point, it looks as if they are becoming partial. You know, and they will be giving some people
I have to let you go now. We need to go on a commercial break. When we come back, you can call back, okay? So sorry about that.
It's natural to have different ideologies. We tend to see things from different perspectives. So, share your views on the Sunny Side as we make room for philosophical, ethical, and thought-provoking discussions. The Sunny Side, 12 noon to 3 p.m., Monday to Friday, on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the Sunny Side, your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. So very quickly, we're trying to round off the conversation we started at the 12 o'clock hour, achieving orderliness at public gatherings. If you missed out on the beginning, let me just quickly do a recap of all that has been said so far. Now, I did share two stories with you. I can make it more, but then again, it is all aimed at driving home the point. And that is handling human beings better at public gatherings. So yes, aimed at minimizing number of casualties at this public gatherings. Asake had a concert in London at the O2 Academy, Brixton, on Thursday, but sadly it was cancelled midway after fans, many of whom did not have tickets, attempted to gain access into the venue by breaching the doors. Four people were critically injured and four others are also hospitalized. Now, a concert goer, one of the persons that attended, a 33-year-old mother of two, Rebecca Ekumelo, died after a crowd crush at the singer's event in London. So this was him sending his condolences to the deceased family and asking for prayers for them and stating how he was devastated about the news, what happened and everything. I mean, I know nobody sets out to host a concert and expect such things to happen, but in this case, it did happen. I made reference to Kiss Daniel's concert. It was not a Kiss Daniel concert particularly. It was a concert that had Kiss Daniel, you know, as one of the artists. I think he was supposed to be a headliner or something, and it turned out that he didn't show up, or he didn't perform, or he wasn't going to perform because some of his things were stolen. I can't remember, or his things were still seized. But then again, people had paid for that concert to see Kids Daniel. And not seeing Kids Daniel, the next thing they could possibly think of is destroying things at the place. Chairs, anything you can possibly think of that could be destroyed, they destroyed the place. And I'm sure in the process, some persons would have sustained injuries, right? I also made reference to what happened in the month of May in River State at the Polo Club. A particular church, the King's Assembly, had set out to have a charity program. It's something they've been doing for years. And that was like the first anniversary. They were going to give out gift items and food. And for an event that was supposed to start on Saturday by 9 a.m., you had people arriving the venue as at Friday evening up until 6 a.m. on the Saturday morning. Now, reports had it that these people had put plans in place. It was not the first time it was happening, mind you. This time, they even went for a bigger venue to accommodate as many persons as possible. And all the people needed to do was listen. Be calm. Wait. But no, what did they do? They tried to push open the front gate so they could enter the Polo Club and occupy a good position. So when they were sharing things, at least they could get... But it was supposed to go round. The things they were going to share, they were meant to go round, right? I mentioned wedding receptions. And wedding receptions you attend, everywhere is rowdy. And you're wondering, what is going on here? So far, so good. We've not heard of any casualty or injury sustained at a wedding reception. But you can't rule out the fact that sometimes you just go there and you're like, why are these people not... Why can't they just sit down? Why can't they just be calm? Why can't they just minimize noise? Why can't they just... No, the caller we were talking to before we went on the news break was saying something about, you know, the MC. Okay, so let's say it. As an MC that I am, okay, I've had to host several events, and it's not like we don't do our jobs. One of the first things I will usually do is announce the exit points in case there is an emergency. This is not to say there would be an emergency, but in case, that's an exit point. Where's the convenience? It's there. And some of these events are well organized, so there's a protocol team. You will find bouncers. You know bouncers now? When you see those guys with their big shoulders like this, their size is supposed to intimidate people to hear word at least. When you see somebody with broad chests telling you, yes, how can I help you? Sit down. You still say no. You don't want to hear what. Or you still decide to do that which you want to do, even when someone is trying to talk to you or calm you down on something. So let's not even rule out the possibility that some of these events are well planned and organized, and teams are put in place to ensure that some of these things that we are currently talking about, the casualties and all that, do not happen. They are put in place. Announcements are made. We tell them, go row by row. We do all of that. Some years ago, I think it was my colleague from our sister station that wanted to share rice and had people come to the office to collect. I could hear the noise and I had to step out. What is going on? I felt it was some protest or something. And I discovered that, oh, my colleague had announced on radio that he was going to share rice. And the instruction was specific that, oh, this was what the number of persons, or these are the kind of persons he wanted to share rice to. But the crowd came, and it was now difficult. At some point, I heard he got angry and said, oh, yeah, I'm not sharing again. Everybody go. They said, lie, lie. They go nowhere. They pin. We had our security men at the gate trying to ensure that these people can be calm and be orderly. But no, I had my own fair share of it. I think it was last year or the year before last year, I had said, oh, persons with disability, oh, come, or widows, come, or this. And then you saw the crowd and you're trying to say, okay, you are not disabled, go back. They say, lie, lie, oh, we don't come. We say, we don't come. You don't listen to Nigeria Info, go back. They say, lie, lie, my sister called me that they are sharing something on Nigeria Info, and that's why I'm here, so I must be here. But you are not a listener on Nigeria Info. Hey, it's not my business. I'm here, I'm here. You have had personal experiences too. Are there someone part of the organizers of an event, you probably must have experienced such things. Or as someone who has convened something, you probably have experienced this thing. And I'm sure in your head you're like, Shebi, I planned all these things. Shebi, I did not expect. Shebi, we made arrangements. Shebi, we this. You're asking your team members, Shebi, 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 Shebi. And at the end of the day, it turns terrible. What is the way forward? Why is it a problem? What factors are responsible for the inability to achieve orderliness in public gatherings? I promise you, read your WhatsApp messages, and I'm going to do that right away. Didi, good day. You see this topic, eh? It has so many heads attached to it. But the celebrants have a lot to do via planning events, especially towards welfare. Ibe Samuel Ihanacho, send that in. Someone else says the main factor that caused lack of orderliness in public gatherings is lack of crowd management. And when this occurs, it leads to death of human beings and loss of properties, from Frank Onyeka in Port Harcourt. Now, this other one says, good afternoon, presenter. It is popularly said, charity begins at home. Orderliness is something that is carried from the home to the public. If you don't portray orderliness at home, you will not also be ordered in public. Ado Gabriel from Connor, Bue Town. There's something called crowd management unit. When such is in place, there will be no cause for worry. Simply goodness from Pitaka. Simply goodness. You are not understanding what I'm saying. I am saying that with all this put in place, crowd management, crowd control units, crowd this unit, crowd that unit, any name you want to call it, different divisions, you, security, you, crowd management, you, protocol, you, ushering, you, this one, you, complaints decks. If anyone has a complaint, let them come here and complain. All of these things have been put in place in some of these events, but it doesn't work. Someone says, the gathering is good, but if you do not understand what you're doing, it's a problem. Young man, send that in. Young man, I find it difficult to understand you. Now, I'm going to make reference to what people have said earlier. Someone said something about the location. I'm trying to remember the other point, the person, and the kind of people. So, is it really a location problem? If I take my event to GRA, does it mean that it will be better managed and I can ensure orderliness because it's in GRA, as opposed to taking it down to Choba? If I have guests or I'm inviting people from GRA, is it going to be easier to manage such persons than it will be to manage people being invited from town, that's Port Harcourt main town? Is it about the people and the location, really? Is it that people that live in GRA are better to manage? Or an event being held in a GRA is better to manage than any other place or any other guest? I'm trying to reason with this person and look at a possibility, maybe. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good afternoon.
Mr. Zion, you're welcome.
It's a human nature, especially with the blacks. That's just our problem. So if the lab bring all the best of crowd control, all the measures and the tenants, put them into play, as long as we have to do something free, something to collect, something to take home. This is how the results are always been. And that has to narrow down after people.
do we have a national character? Which we don't. We don't have it. And it's affecting us seriously as a people. We ought to start to develop it in the present day world. Look at the Japanese during the World Cup. We were told that they were picking things, right?
Mm.
That is their national character. Go to Japan today. If a child is going to school and the moment he steps his feet on the Zota crossing, every vehicle stop on the cross and the child will turn back and greet. Even you, the driver, to stop, you greet that child. But come to Nigeria. The drivers will ask, are you a zebra? That I should stop for you. Come to the roads. For no reason, there are old dogs. For no reason, we are having tax force everywhere, beating and flogging the people.
Mr. Zion, are you saying that people with a different skin tone, color, or is it a different color tone, do not behave like this?
Of course, they don't.
You are sure?
The stampede that happened, who stampede us, finally, probably, I don't know, the black people.
Okay.
How many white people was recorded in that accident? Now, let's be sincere, the old two that we know based on study have not been there. But studies show that that is one of the free arenas for shows. And it's basically attended by those who were just going to have leisure, most especially when the tickets for the games are cheaper. But if it's that expensive, they don't go there. The BET Award, have you heard there's a stampede in the BET Award? The Grammy Award, have you heard there's a stampede there? And other figures show that the games are sold maybe 1 million, 2 million, and the rest of it. No, at the moment the gate is 1,000 naira, 2,000 naira, 5,000 naira. You get how come do you think there are some special estates in this city? Oh my goodness me. If you know anybody, don't go there. People the gate will not touch. It's a human nature. Let me just give you a little secret this morning. In my place of work now, we are giving a Christmas ride, all the staff. Guess what? It has to take the Nigerian police to come and control the people to enter. Even when they are generating a code, they will generate a code, you collect your code, you go collect. There is almost a stampede. There was no respect to them, but they are graduates, they are old people. So you find out that the African culture is in our DNA, especially in Nigeria, choose to cause problems.
Okay.
We now narrow it to department by department. See, look at the depth of the air. When they fly in a triangular form. What does that mean? All of us are leaders. The moment the tide changes, the one that the tide waves takes the lead. It forms the belt that they fly. Still a triangular shape. When the tide changes, it's something we as Africans, Nigeria, what is our national character? We have to build that to save us. We talked about the Naira. Oh, how can we preserve this new Naira note? Do you have the wallet or the money just in your pocket?
Let's leave it at crowd management before we start, you know, digressing to the Naira. So you're saying it's a black people thing not to hear word. Simply. I don't want to go into a banter debate with Mr. Zion prior because of time, but I know in time past I have read stories of some of these things happening in other climes, and it has nothing to do with skin color. He may have made a point when he says if the event is expensive, it kind of limits the caliber of persons that show up. Because these people will respect themselves, haven't paid that amount of money, blah, 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 you know, showing class and all that. But then again, I don't want to hinge the problem on the human beings, as it were. I don't want to agree with him that it is in our character to not hear what. I want to believe that there's something else. Someone says, if all these things are in place and yet chaos still happens, then na juju be that. Really? Okay. Good day, Denise. Okay, from Ada George here. One thing with adults is that if they don't believe there's any punishment for disorderliness, like loss of your Turner privileges, they are much more likely to misbehave. Another reason is if the physical space, particularly the entry and exit points or barriers, are too broad or inadequately manned with control personnel. Lastly, group psychology has to be strongly considered. People are more likely to copy bad behavior if it is not quickly addressed. If directions are not clear and strict, it will serve as an excuse for unruliness. Also, energy levels have to be kept as low as possible, prevent any situation at all from escalating and nip-barred ruthlessly. Didi, location is not the issue. The problem should be passed to the level of openness to your invitation. Just like Mr. Zion said, when you make the invitation open, free, you are likely to run into crowd you can't control. But if your invitation is strictly an invitation, then you can have a crowd you can manage. Though as human nature, we the event planners will never get it 100% because we are not God that fed 5,000 men with 2 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. Oh! I wonder how the disciples were able to manage that crowd, though. I just give it to them. Maybe because the people were hungry, they were more humble. Could that be it? Maybe because people were hungry, they were more humble. Maybe, just maybe. But in the end, when you attend an event, please, a public gathering, please, for the sake of yourself and every other person there, try to be orderly. Things like this can happen anywhere, at any concert, in any event, at any public gathering, even in political rallies and campaigns. So you do yourself good to ensure that. And take note of the exit and entry points as well, because if you need to run, then you will be making use of those exit and entry points. The problem is free food and monetary incentive. Take away these things and there will be peace. Sometimes it's the love of the artist. For the love of this particular artist, I want to go all out and support and scream and shout. I'm sure if Davido comes to Port Harcourt today now, you go see him. My name is Denise Dennis Wallow. Thank you so much for being a part of this conversation.